Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 24th day of Shvat, Tovshin Pei Beis, Mesechta Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis. Amas Amayim, if you have a stream of water, it's running through a field. Sheini Yecholo Lehikotza Kachas, which does not allow someone to harvest both sides of the trench of the stream in one go. So, some learn that if you stand on, it means that if one stands on one bank, one side of the stream, you're not able to harvest the tvor, the produce, on the other side. Even though if you would be standing in the middle of the channel, of the stream, you would be able to take in both sides. The fact that you can't do it from one side to the other side, that makes it already a hafsek. It's already considered already a split between the two fields. That's how the Rambam learns. Others learn that when the Mishnah means by that you can't harvest both sides at once, it means that even if you're standing in the middle of the stream, it's so wide that you still would not be able to harvest both sides at the same time. That's how the Batanura learns. Rabbi Huda Omer Mafsekes. Rabbi Huda says that type of a stream, which is wide enough for that you can't harvest both sides, will interrupt a field, will make a partition between a field, and now it's considered two fields if you have such a stream running through it, as far as giving payah is concerned. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we actually mentioned Masamayim by another term, Shlulis. And therefore, it would seem, according to some opinions, that the Tanakama in that previous Mishnah and Rabbi Huda are arguing. The Tanakama in the previous Mishnah would hold that a stream of water will split up a field into two, even when it's able to be harvested on both sides. The fact that it's running through the field, that itself splits the field, makes it like two. Whereas Rabbi Hud in our Mishnah says, no, he gives a condition. He says, only if you can't harvest both sides, then we say that it's going to be interruption, it's going to be mafsik. But otherwise, if you can harvest both sides, either according to one opinion, standing on one bank to the other bank, or the other opinion, if you stand in the middle, you can do both sides, only then it'll still be not mafsik, it'll still be considered one field. That's how some learn. So some learn that Rabbi Huda, our Mishnah, is arguing with the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah as to whether an Amas Amayim, whether a stream will always interrupt, or whether it has a condition, like Rabbi Huda says. Others learn that Rabbi Huda is not arguing with Tanakama. He's just explaining the words of the Tanakama of the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah didn't go into the detail. It just simply said, an Amas Amayim, a stream of water, will break up a field into two. Comes along Rabbi Huda and explains that Tanakama. It explains that as only in the circumstance where you can't harvest both at once. And it seems like the Rambam paskins this way. He paskins like Rabbi Huda. V'chol ha'horim asher b'ma'der yedoron, and any mountain which requires a hoe, a manual hoe, to be able to hoe the field, to plow it, because it's too bumpy to plow it over with oxen. So you've got these mounds, or little mountains, little hills in the field. Afal pisha ein habokar yochel laver bechelov. Even though the cattle you can't go over it with the plowing tools. Nevertheless, since you can still use a manual hoe to plow that area and sow it, those hills will not be considered a hafsik in the field, and therefore hunosin peah lakol, he will have to give one peah for the whole field, which is 1/60, at least a minimum of 1/60 for the whole field. Mishnah Gimel. After we learnt in the previous Mishnah what things are going to break up a field as far as peah is concerned into two, our Mishnah is going to talk about what type of things will break up a orchard into two. Hakol mafzik lezroim. All the things mentioned in the previous two Mishnahs that we said would break up a field into two as far as payah are only going to be considered to be a break, a hafzik, if it's a field of seeds or crops. So like grain, legumes, Ve'eino mafzik le'ilan. But the things we mentioned there in the previous two Mishnahs are not, do not constitute a barrier, a hafzik, when it comes to an orchard. So that the only thing that will be considered a hafzik, that will break up an orchard into two orchards, ela gader, the only offense, and the fence has to be at least 10 tefachim high, that separates between the trees. And even if there is a fence, sometimes that too will not be a hafzik, as the Mishnah continues. If you've got the tips of the branches of the trees that are growing higher than the fence, and they're actually mixing with the other side of the fence, with the branches of the other side of the fence, so you've got some sort of a getting entangled, the branches on one side of the fence with the other side of the fence, as they grow over the fence, then eino mafzik, even the fence will not be an interruption, it will not break up the field, the orchard into two. Ela noisein peya lakol, he must give one peya for the whole field, the whole day ha'ilan. The Yerushalmi adds that when the Mishnah starts off here saying hakol mafzik lizroim, everything in it will be a hafzik as far as zroim, as far as seeds and grains are concerned, the word hakol comes to include a rock which goes away all along the field. That if the farmer requires to lift up the plow from one side of the rock to the other side of the rock, that's already constitutes a hafzik, an interruption in the field, and the two sides of the rock will be considered two separate fields.